I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I host this podcast. I play punk rock and all sorts of other things. This week's episode got a little strange last week. Long story short, I was at Love Garden Sounds here in Lawrence, lovely downtown Lawrence, Kelly Corcoran, the owner, made mention of the fact that he had a box of punk rock records from the mid-90s in the back and that nobody was going to price them until he got around to it. They're the sort of thing that don't necessarily sell well, they don't price them very high, and there's me and several other people who are about the only ones who purchase them. So he brings out the box, sets it on the counter, I flip through it, see a few things I like. I say, yeah, sure, I'll probably buy some of this. And he says, hey, why don't you just buy the whole box? So I bought a box of, let's say 3 dozen singles, about half a dozen 10 inches, and a similar number of LPs. That means you're going to be hearing all sorts of crazy, like, mid-90s pop punk for the next few weeks. If you thought the Minutemen was bad, you don't know until I've bought nearly the complete Automatics discography. So get used to it. I've also got a lot of records coming in the mail. As a matter of fact, I know some of them will be showing up today. So expect to hear a lot of Black Keys, because I bought about 4 Black Keys singles from a guy on the Vinyl Collective message board. So there's all that. keep an ear out. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you have some patience with me. We're going to start it out with a new release on Windian Records. It is a single from a group called Dead People. This track is called Motorcycle.
We'll be right back.
from the Beatnik Termite single Strawberry Girl. That is the B-side, When She's Nearby. That is on No Tomorrow Records out of Castellón, Spain. Castellón. Wow, that's from 1990. Wow. I had no idea the Beatnik Termites had been around for so long. I always assumed they were sort of like a mid-90s band, and it turns out they were more like an early to mid-90s band. By the time they were on the... Are they on the Mallrats soundtrack? Shit. This is why I have a computer. Let's see. No, they weren't. I have no idea why I said that. Not a clue. Anyhow, research. I don't do it. But a fantastic little pop-punk song, emphasis on the pop. Before that, the Bananas did I Gotta Be Me from the Peel Sessions 7-inch. Grab it. That's available on a compilation. I can't remember what it's called, but I believe it's put out by Recess Records. The Bananas are one of those bands where people are like, I think you'd like them. They're kind of garagey. They're kind of pop-punky. I think you'd like them. And I kept ignoring them. And then it was in that box, and I'm like, oh, God, this is such a good single. Oh, my God, it's such a good single. And it's a good thing I got it in this box, because I was trying to track it down to other places online. It is expensive. Very, very expensive. Not expensive is the Dead People single out now on Windy and Records. It's what, like $4 or $5, something like that. You can get it in a package with the White Faces and the Poppets. And this next burn, this next band, who are called the Chinese Burns. Oh, what a segue. Anyhow. This is from the Calculator single out now on Windy and Records. It's Chinese Burns with Oh, How I Struggle.
Not only be taken to ensure the dishes are actually clean and sanitized, care must also be taken to minimize breakage. For each broken dish represents a loss of money to your management. Excessive breakage could eliminate profit and put you out of a job.
Yeah.
And that about sums it up. You, Mr. Dish Machine Operator, have a vital job. You can be a success if you understand your job and do it well. Part of those smiles of satisfaction belong to you.
That song is by The Automatics, and it was called I Don't Ever Want to See You Again. It's from a split 10-inch with the Connie Dungs called Fuck Yous, Fuckers, with two exclamation points, and fuckers is spelled with a Z. I don't really like the Connie Dungs. I listen to a lot of music. I've said this many times before, and even I have a really annoying voice, I know, at times, but, and I listen to music that, I like Apocalypse Hoboken, for God's sakes. That dude has a really annoying fucking voice. I like the band, I do not care for their singer, which means the B-side, the flip side to that 10-inch is probably not going to get played. I also have a Connie Dungs 7-inch if anybody wants to buy one. Contact me, nicholas.spacek@gmail.com. Before that, Scared of Chaka, with Dish Militia, from Music to Wash Dishes By, Volume 1. It's a zine / record about dishwashing. I've done it. It sucks. It's fun if you get to listen to music. If you don't, it's about the shittiest, most mind-numbing work you'll ever do. And demeaning, as well. My first real hourly job, and I've done it twice, and I will never do it again. I do it at work, and I do it at my house, but that will never be my primary mode of employment if I could ever possibly fucking help it. And we started everything off with the Chinese Burns doing Oh How I Struggle from their Calculator single, out now on Windian Records. We're playing a lot of stuff from Windian Records because I got a bundle of records from them, and damn it, I like that label. They're out of Washington, D.C. It's great because it's new, like really good garage stuff that's a little, I'm going to say, a little poppier and better produced than a lot of the stuff you'll find on, like, say, Douchemaster or something like that. Definitely more so than Florida's Dying. But they also, they're a fantastic reissue label, putting out stuff by the Penetrators and the Testers and all that stuff. So do go check them out at windianrecords.com. We're going to get all poppy. We're going to start it out with a single on Kiss of Death Records. It is the Unwelcome Guests from their split with the 255s doing Patience.
Yeah.
Fantastic LP, The 7 Degrees of Stephen Edgerton. That was Stephen Edgerton featuring Bill McShane of Ultimate Fakebook doing Never Again. Now, Stephen Edgerton, guitarist, producer, most famous for his work in All and The Descendants, he put out this LP a year or two ago, and just basically had all of his friends come and record vocals. It's the guys from Less Than Jake and The Descendants and All and Rise Against and all that. And it's fantastic. It's an astonishing tribute to his guitar playing ability as well as his production. And all the songs are just it's like a mixtape, but it's not like that Bullet Treatment 7-inch that came out on Fat a while back, right around the same time, is a similar thing, only it's the same song over and over with different vocalists. This is definitely a stretch beyond that. I interviewed Mr. Edgerton about it. You can find that on the Pitches Wayward blog if you just, or you can find it probably just by going and doing a search, Stephen Edgerton, Nick Spacek, Wayward blog. Before that, Gatorface did Flak Jacket from their Sick and Stupid 10-inch on paper and plastic. That's a one-sided 10-inch. It's you can get it on some really awesome colors of vinyl. I've said it before. I love Paper and Plastic's product. I hate their customer service. I hate their shipping. If you're going to get some of their product, buy it from somebody else. You'll pay a little more, but it's certainly going to get to you faster. The B-side to that is an etched thing that I can't quite figure out what it is because of the marble vinyl, the splatter vinyl I have. And we started everything off with Unwelcome Guests doing Patience from their split with the 255s on Kiss of Death Records. There will be an interview up tomorrow, that is Friday, April 6th, with Unwelcome Guests member Micah Winship about the band and their plans and stuff like that. So do check that out. Up next, the last Windian Records release we'll have. The review went up on Rockstar Journalist last week, and I hope you read it. I quite enjoyed this LP. It is a group called The White Faces. This is from their self-titled LP, and it is entitled Happy.
I never wanna
from St. Louis. That was El Gordo's Revenge. Doing a song with the best title ever, Reginald Vell Johnson and the Golden Fleece of Mutiny, from their 10-inch Action Packed. I know little about that band. I do know Reginald Vell Johnson plays the best cop ever. God damn. Like, even Carl Winslow. Whatever. Best movie cop ever. Even counting Carl Winslow on Family Matters. Now, before that, a group that I have heard sporadically but never owned anything by until I bought that aforementioned box. That was the Eyeliners with Do the Zombie from the single of the same name on Sympathy for the Record Industry. Great, great three-part. Just girl group pop punk garage. Fuck, that's good. I look forward to playing a lot of Eyeliners on the show. One of the 7-inches I got is autographed. It's fantastic. And we started everything off with White Faces doing Happy, which I think is about the best track on their debut LP on Windian Records. Yeah, seriously. If you buy it, if you're one of the first, I don't know how many people, to buy that LP from Windian Records, you get a bonus 7-inch, which is a double A-side. Meaning both songs are good. It's not like a single and then like a throwaway. They're both fantastic. Limited edition, the only way to get it is to buy the LP directly through Windian Records. The Kind Turkey blog cited it as their release of the week a week or two ago. And Bobby Hussey knows his shit. One set left to go, and we're going to start it off with some nice, good old-fashioned oi like Mom used to listen to from Writing on the Wall. This is One Way System with Days Are Numbered. We'll be right back. No idea why that band is called Orange Crotch. Not a clue. But that is from their self-titled 7-inch, and the song is entitled Your Problems, Not Mine. Okay, before that, some thrash, punk, anarcho, I don't know, it's like this weird combination of thrash and like sort of crusty anarcho hardcore. They are called Stark Raving Mad. That is on Nuclear Blast Records, and the 10-inch is entitled Social Sickness. That song, as is readily apparent from the lyrics during its very, very, very brief running time, capitalist cunts. You can only get away with that if you're British, or you just don't give a good goddamn, like myself. And we started everything off with a little bit more British music. That was One Way System with Days Are Numbered from Writing on the Wall. You can pick that up as a reissue from Get Back Records, and I heartily recommend that you do, as well as their debut LP. If you're lucky, your local half-price books will have it for about $6. Okay, and that is the show for this week. As I mentioned, we should have tons of new stuff next week, because things just keep coming in the mail, and I keep going to the record store and buying stuff. I guarantee you we will have new music from Gentleman Jesse, as well as from the debut 7-inch from Up the Academy, featuring Kid Congo Powers guitarist Ron Miller. So, you have those two things to look forward to, in addition to a slew of other things, including a lot of Black Keys, as I said before. As always, you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at Rockstar Journalist, which is where I blog about records and books and vinyl and cassettes and all sorts of other tangible ephemera in our digital age. You can find me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. If you keep an eye out, you can see all of the random shit I have to say about this weekend's Middle of the Map Fest in Kansas City. I'm also going to try and make it over to the newsroom for the Center of the City punk rock answer to the power pop indie folk vibe that will be sure to dominate Middle of the Map, although they do have Fucked Up, which means they'll probably be fucked up on the show next week. Just saying. Remember to tell your friends to download the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff. Tell your friends with zines and books to send me things for review. And until next week, thanks for downloading.